Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, my favorite one of the week. I hope it's yours as well. You're listening right now. You can play a part in this big program. Just got to dial the phone, 844-967-2789. And I forget to tell you fine people, those of you that have not yet liked our Facebook page, please do so. The Devil's Advocates Radio. We post our good stuff, our source materials, occasional pictures and the whatnot. And we also do the Twitter, although I got to admit, I've turned over Twitter duties to my little buddy Dominic. He's going to co-devil with me in the 5 o'clock hour. We got Bill McCoshin, and I hadn't even heard this story about Tommy Thompson. I mean, someone brought it up in hour one. Former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Tommy Thompson, apparently at the age of 80, contemplating whether he wants to run again. And maybe I can bring you some insights because I've got his former chief of staff, Bill McCoshin, one of my remaining few GOP buddies, coming at 4:30. So, we'll talk politics with Bill, and we'll always talk politics with you. Again, 844-96-PARTY. But I want to talk about the spying on Donald Trump, as he alleges, by Hillary Clinton. And this doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but, Trump's trying to deflect, let's just say. Had a few bad court rulings in his direction this week. But Durham, this prosecutor, this plant brought forth under the Trump administration by Bill Barr, now a special prosecutor, special counsel, my bad. And John Durham's been, filing a few sort of around the fringes, sort of modest charges, lying to the FBI against a lawyer that worked for Hillary Clinton, apparently. And that guy's had a pretty strong defense, and, it's all felt like thin gruel. But then he filed something last week. Durham did. Oh, and Trump world, the MAGA world, they just jumped on it. Hillary spying on Trump. See, it was the whole time, we told you. And she was planting stuff, that whole Russian hoax. The Russia. Well, Hillary got in his server somehow, and she put it all in there. But today, or recently, Durham has put up another filing. And he appears to be distancing himself from, let's call it, the far-right Fox News theories. This week's theories about Hillary Clinton spying on Donald Trump already appeared foolish. John Durham's new court filing made them look worse. Steve Bannon reporting at MSNBC. Over the course of nearly 2 years, special counsel John Durham's investigation into the Russia investigation, the investigation of the investigators, hasn't amounted to much. Sort of a nothing burger. The probe has, however, led to one indictment, which has proven to be provocative in unexpected ways. Last September, the prosecutor charged cybersecurity attorney Michael Sussman for allegedly having lied to the FBI. Sussman's defense attorneys have tried to have the case dismissed, and their pushback is credible. There's evidence that Durham's indictment was misleading, relying on selective quotes, omitting relevant details from their proper context. In December, Sussman's lawyers disclosed evidence that raised additional doubts about the reliability of the charges. Well, that brings us to February. Indeed, as we've discussed, the whole case is quite odd. Sussman met with the FBI nearly 6 years ago to discuss alleged connections between the Trump Organization's computers and the Kremlin-linked Alpha Bank. According to Durham, Sussman claimed he wasn't acting on Clinton's behalf when he secretly was. Sussman's defense team has said he never claimed not to have clients, and it didn't much matter whom he worked for anyways. The story took a painful turn 7 days ago when the special counsel's office made a court filing that sent Donald Trump, conservative media, and much of the Republican Party into hysterics. And we only tell you, so if you have to see that uncle this weekend, you got a little fight back. Let me tell you. Though the right relied on a twisted version of reality, Republicans said Durham had presented proof that Hillary Clinton's operatives had spied on the former president. That wasn't true. The right didn't care. The Trump GOP tantrum did not go unnoticed by those participating in the Sussman case, the New York Times reported overnight. John H. Durham, again, he's the special counselor, the Trump-era special counsel scrutinizing the investigation into the investigator, you know, the Russian 2016 election interference, distanced himself yesterday from false reports by right-wing news outlets that a motion he recently filed said Hillary Clinton's campaign had paid to spy on Trump's White House servers. Did you hear that? The prosecutor said, no, that's not what it says. In the wake of this week's media in Republican circles, Sussman's defense lawyers accused the special counsel's office of having made needlessly provocative claims in order to politicize the case. Well, that was the whole point. That's why Bill Barr put this plant of a special counselor from the last administration out there to try and give some cover fire for the former. Because he's the actual criminal, if we paid attention, or soon it will be alleged and the indictments are coming down and we'll declare Merrick Garland Day all round up in this place. But suddenly it gets bad for Trump in the public eye, right, legally. And then suddenly there are these court filings and these, you know, sort of sketchy, if you get it, then you get it kind of a filing that right-wing talk radio and, you know, Fox News, they just ran with it. They ran and ran and ran. Spying, I tell you. And then, you know, Durham says, maybe it's not. By the way of a defense, Durham told the court in a new filing, and listen to this, this gets really rich. If third parties or members of the media have overstated, understated, or otherwise misinterpreted facts contained in the government's motion, that does not in any way undermine the valid reasons for the government's inclusion of this information. So sorry if you got it wrong. Implicit in that defense is an acknowledgement that the special counsel's office does not want to be associated with this week's hysterics in far-right circles. What's more, while the details get a little complicated, one of the key elements that emerged this week is that Trump and other GOP conspiracy theorists had a calendar problem. The relevant White House network data appeared to come from the Obama era, before Trump even took office. Durham's filing from last week didn't acknowledge this timeline, which led Republicans and conservative media to make assumptions that were wrong. With this in mind, the new report from the Times added, Mr. Durham did not directly address that basic factual dispute. I mean, it's pretty bad when you're the special counselor and you don't lay out the timeline. And if you did lay out the timeline, you could have dispelled many of these misconceptions over on Foxy News, but maybe you wanted it that way. Mr. Durham did not directly address that basic factual dispute, but his explanation for why he included the information about the matter in the earlier filing implicitly confirmed that Mr. Sussman had conveyed concerns about White House data that came from before Mr. Trump was president. So if they were looking, they weren't looking at Mr. Trump. They weren't spying on Trump. What? Were they spying on Obama? And by the way, that lawyer worked in Barack Obama's White House, not Trump's. All of which is to say, this week's far-right conspiracy theories were already difficult to take seriously. In the wake of Durham's new filing, they suddenly look a little worse. don't they, though? 844-967-2789. Leaving a little time for Wisco Paul, the patient man. How you doing, Wisco?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Happy Friday to you. One of these days, I'm going to have to drive by or walk by your new studios down at University. Yeah,
I'll give you a wink, Paul. If you wink back, we'll know it's true love.
All right. Hey, and it's not right radio. It's wrong radio. You can't believe anything they say, and it's not Fox News. It's Fox Opinion. And the Cheeto Jesus, you know what, at this point, if you're still following that guy, I mean, not you, but the Republicans, you got serious issues. I got a quick grievance, and it goes back to the state of Wisconsin here with a couple of, I don't know, is there anything beyond stupid? Can you be beyond stupid?
Oh, I know a few people that are beyond stupid, but please, what's your thought on the matter?
Well, Voss and Gableman, I mean, they're investigating something they're not even investigating, and it's three cities, which drives me crazy, Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay, basically.
What makes you think that is predicated on a lack of intelligence? It's a purposeful, methodical plan to undermine the last election and plant the seed, you know, if they want to steal the next election. What makes you think that is somehow inspired by lack of intelligence? I would say it's very strategic, Paul.
Well, about the way they're going about it, though, I mean...
They look like some big old dumbasses the way this has blown up in their face, like a pumpkin at midnight. Yeah, it hasn't gone well for them, but please continue. I can give you like 30 more seconds.
Okay, the whole thing's a mess at any rate, and they're not even doing the investigation right. And on top of that is taxpayer money. We're paying for this farce. You know, the whole thing. You know what? wrong radio, the GOP, I don't even know where these people are anymore. But, you know, in the Trump thing, the Cheeto Jesus thing, it just gives me a headache, okay? I'll let anybody out there fill in the blank. Happy Friday to you, Crudy.
Well, thank you, Paul. And I'll tell you exactly where I'm at. I'm right here in the Devil Radio Studios, right on 3535 University Avenue. This old guy, you know, nice boomer. He's going to wave at me if he hears me. Well, he looked friendly. No winking. But anyways, Paul, come see me here on the street. Or you can always join us at 844-967-2789. Bill McCoshin at 4:30. My buddy Dom at 5. But your phone calls could be next. Dial us up, 844-967-2789.
I have never been more excited about anything that I get to have that got in the chat.